All positive natural health programs on HRNradio.com.
Hey there, welcome. I'm Linda McKenzie, and this is The Linda McKenzie Show. This week, let's remember that feeling leads to compassion, and compassion leads to harmony. So today, it's Linda's World, and I'll be giving you lots of fun and useful information, and you can be feel free to call in to the show to discuss any questions or concerns you may have on a mind, body, or spirit issue. The numbers to call in on are 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. You know, I'll be glad to give you some information about what's going to come up for you in 2020. So if you'd like to get an insight into that, give me a call anytime during the show between eight, and the numbers, write them down again, 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Well, I figure 2020 is coming, and that's a beautiful, magical year. I think that there's a lot of places and people that where we've really worked very hard to get into very positive places, and we've been moved back in time because of all the negativity and different things that are happening in the world. And we have to understand that all these things are happening so that we can see where the problems are so we can correct them. Don't think that you don't have power, because you do. Everyone has power. And the power is in love. It's not in activism or all sorts of stuff, but it, you know, you need that to bring awareness to things. But the real power is in love and in truth. And once you hear a truth, it's hard to deny it, despite what everybody thinks and tries to believe and be sometimes being force-fed. When you hear truth, it will nag you. And so, therefore, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, you always stand in truth and come from a place of kindness and love, and you can't go wrong. And that love, because we're all connected, it gets stronger and greater and better, which leads me to this 2020. So if you have been towing the mark, figuring out and getting yourself in order so that you can be of the highest purpose and the highest good, not just for yourself, but for everyone, then you are going to start seeing a lot of benefit in 2020. You're going to see a lot more abundance. You're going to be carried a little bit further. You won't have to work so hard. If you haven't really done the work, then it's going to take you a little bit more time. You're not going to be making what you need to be making. There is a swing of the pendulum. The badness is and negativity is moving away from us. And in 2020, you're going to find that it's going to be moving a little bit more faster than it did before towards the goodness and the light. So I thought what we would do today is talk a little bit about some health stories that we can watch out for in 2020, okay? Some of the top health stories in 2020 may not be so positive. So we want to make sure that if we know it, then what we can do is we can take steps, you know, to make sure that we can take a negative and move it into a positive situation. So this is according to an article by financial news and opinion website 247wallstreet.com. So here are some of the health stories to watch out for in 2020, but also some of my commentary on that so that you can get the truth. And if the truth resonates with you, great. And if your truth is not my truth, well, you'll get there eventually. No, I mean, stick with your truth, right? Because you are where you are in this moment for a particular reason. And eventually, you know, all truths become one. I mean, one thing before we even start with this, there's a lot of ways that truth manifests. And so personal truths and personal ways to go are all different, okay? So, you know, what's one truth for one, it may not be another truth for another. However, when you get onto universal truths, okay, universal truths cannot be denied because they're good in all situations and so they cannot be denied, and they're true for everyone and everything. And so we want to make sure that we're trying to get into the universal truths, because all of the truths, quote unquote, are actually projections of how we were raised or by society and whatever. And those truths may not be universal truths, and they could be personal truths, and those personal truths may change in time, okay? So we want to always try and aspire to universal truths. So, and that's what I'm doing, commenting on this, is from being in awareness and from intuitive ability, not even intuitive, but psychic ability of a highest order. And so when I'm saying these things at the end of these stories, see if it resonates with you, and we'll go and take it from there. So the very first story that's going to be coming in on health is going to be these 3D organ printing. Now, while commercialization is really still years away, 2019 saw successes in printing vascular tissue from living cells. And they're producing fully functional replacement organs from a person's own cells, and it seems like a not-so-distant possibility. Now, scientists at Harvard's Wyss Institute have grown a heart tissue that beats just like a normal heart. They've created designer babies, okay? There are companies working on printing skin grafts, insulin-producing cells, and vascular shunts made from the tissue of the patient who need dialysis. But here we have to be very, very careful of bioengineered ingredients. If you have a 3D organ or piece of skin, if you have to take pharmaceutical drugs, how does that help? Because pharmaceutical drugs produce tremendous amounts of side effects. Now, if you're in the Western medical system and say it is dialysis, and if you're using vascular shunts made of your own tissue, it's probably going to, cut down on infection and maybe more a bioavailability alternative. However, if it's made with bioengineered ingredients that are not 100% human or 100% your own, then there's could be side effects and adverse reactions, whatever. So just be very, very careful of bioengineered ingredients in your 3D organ printing. I can't imagine an Epson printer printing out a toenail or whatever. I'm not sure about that. Okay, the next is the Affordable Care Act. 2020 is an election year, of course, and every candidate will be proposing ways of changing or building upon the Affordable Care Act. And that's commonly known as Obamacare, but was actually a Republican plan way back in the day, and they didn't want the Democratic plan, so Obama took the Republican plan, and now the Republicans don't like their own plan. Okay, but beside that. So today, 36 states and D.C. have adopted the Medicaid expansion, and that's a provision of the ACA providing additional federal funding to state health care systems, okay? While the percentage of people without health insurance decreased after the major cover expansion in the ACA, more than 10% of the non-elderly population is still uninsured. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services recently announced new guidelines that will make it easier for states to use the ACA's waiver programs, which lets states establish their own health care programs, abandoning some provisions of the Obamacare. Under the new guidelines, though, states in 2020 may use federal funding as subsidies to people who are buying short-term health insurance policies. Let me say this about that. There probably won't be any kind of financial relief on the common man. And the reason is this, is the healthcare system is run by greedy insurance companies and big pharma. And they are actually running the U.S. healthcare industry, and they don't want to lose profit. So until we can get profit out of the healthcare system, we probably won't see much relief in this area at all. And it's best to use natural health methods no matter what, as long as you can. It's great to use Western health methods for fixing a bone or, doing things like that. But as far as taking drugs or, you know, is a little suspect there, okay? Your natural ways are a lot easier and better, okay? All right. Next is artificial intelligence in healthcare. Now, the rise of data use in healthcare means increased use of artificial intelligence, which is often the only way to process such large quantities of information, and that's going to be inevitable. So artificial intelligence continues to become more sophisticated. In 2018, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first medical device that uses artificial intelligence to detect diabetic retinopathy, and that's an eye disease in adults who have diabetes. The FDA has approved several uses of artificial intelligence to detect and diagnose anything from cancer and bleeding in the brain to irregular heart rhythms. The National Health Institutes of Health describe machine learning as the primary capability behind the development of precision medicine, widely agreed to be in sorely needed advance in healthcare. However, let me say this about that. Since everybody's body is different, artificial intelligence just takes a whole bunch of data and says this is normal for everyone, and it is not, okay? So in this case, because everybody's body is different, artificial intelligence could do more harm than good. And excuse me, but nothing can top an experienced doctor's intuition about his patient. So if you're using artificial intelligence saying, okay, this is you, but a doctor is there saying he has a gut feel that this patient is wrong in this way, I trust that doctor's intuition, which is of a higher frequency and a higher power of knowledge than artificial intelligence, which is man-made and from humans. Okay? Just saying. Okay, next health story in 2020 you're going to see a lot of, air quality. It's getting worse. After improving for several years, air quality in the United States has been getting worse. Well, Trump and his whole administration have rolled back climate change and health qualities and EPA, and they put wrong people in charge of these things. So what did you expect? That it was going to get better? No. Okay. So researchers from the University of Chicago call air pollution the world's top killer because it cuts global life expectancy by an average of 1.8 years per person. And that's according to the university's Quality Life Index. Now, in the United States alone, nearly 10,000 premature deaths in 2016 have been attributed to an increase in air pollution, and according to the National Bureau of Economic Research, more than 141 million Americans live in places with unhealthy levels of air pollution, according to the American Lung Association's 2019 State of the Air Report. And for that, you can also thank the chemtrails. Okay, the chemtrails are, no matter what, whether you believe they're putting crazy DNA to change your mind, or, you know, holistic drugs in there to make you crazy, or lithium to dumb you down, never mind all that. They may be doing it, they may not, but one thing we are sure of is that there's a lot of heavy metals in the chemtrails, and no, when the chemtrails are out there, the heavy metals are coming down, we're breathing them, and they're going into our soil and poisoning our water and our land. So thank you, chemtrails. Okay, the next story that's going to be very high in 2020 is the threat of antibiotic resistance. Give antibiotics for everything because we want that money. Feed the cattle antibiotics. Feed this antibiotics. Give you antibiotics. Antibiotics kill bacteria. They don't kill viruses. But you got a flu virus, give them antibiotic. What happens? The flu guy, the little flu virus says, I want to live. So I'm going to mutate, and I'm going to mutate faster than your antibiotics can be made. And so therefore, vaccines and antibiotics don't work, because what they're doing is making the strains of viruses and things they're trying to accomplish stronger. Okay? Better to leave it alone and combat it with natural methods. Antibiotic resistance occurs when drugs can no longer kill certain bacteria. Now, it usually happens as a result of changes in the bacteria due to overuse of antibiotics, which I just explained, right? They're growing above your antibiotic faster, greater than you can. So, for example, researchers warn that commonly used antibiotics like penicillin, which has been key in the decline of infections since it was discovered in 1928, is becoming obsolete. Doesn't work. In April 2019, the United Nations issued an urgent warning on the overuse of antibiotics and antimicrobial drugs in people, animals, and on plants. And according to the UN, a growing number of infections are becoming drug resistant and without action could result in as many as 10 million deaths a year by 2050. Bottom line, nothing will happen as long as science and big pharma have no real oversight. They want to make money. So if they take one antibiotic off the market, they're going to take that antibiotic, change a little bit of it, and put another one on the market so they can make the money. Healthcare today is not in your best interest. You have to be very, very careful of that, okay? Because follow the money. Always follow the money, all right? And be careful of what you do. Okay, the next thing that's going to be a big thing is the ethics of gene editing. Okay, gene editing is the process of changing an organism's DNA, and some people call it gene hacking, and that's here. It's today. This type of genetic engineering is being explored in many fields, from growing crops to treating cancer and genetic disorders to creating babies, okay? As the gene editing technology advances and makes headlines for bringing revolutionary changes to health fields, they may not be really bringing revolutionary changes to health fields in a positive way. And there's also ethical concerns about its use, and this will likely continue to grow, thankfully, because we cannot be just deciding that we're going to change something because we think it's going to work. It takes, there's no more long-term testing. If, here's the deal. I don't have any problem with gene editing if you're going to test it for 20, 30 years on a number of thousands and thousands and thousands of subjects so that you can see what the long-term effects are. But now, with the rules, they can do these things and put them in with just 100 subjects. They don't even have to test them against a placebo. They can just take all the ingredients and all the things that they're doing, and they can just put it together as a study and say, well, this is what happened in the past, so we're going to use those test results, and those results might have even been bad. So you got to be very, very careful, because unethical use of gene editing could be creating designer babies, and there could be inadvertent harmful effects, such as causing environmental ripple effects by eliminating disease-spreading insects. So they're doing bioengineered mosquitoes, and they're, you know, if you're doing that, then something else is going to come greater, bigger, or the things that eat mosquitoes, you know, will fall off, and things will just make this big chain all the way down to us. It eventually leads to us. So we have to be very careful. Okay. Remember that this gene editing is playing God, and it's Frankenscience at its best. And there's more harm than good will come out of this one. And that, I believe. Okay. The next thing is insurance company mergers. Oh, yay. The CVS, Aetna, and Cigna Express Scripts mergers may open the door for more massive healthcare deals, which may further consolidate the marketplace. If more insurance combine, the health industry in the United States, already the most expensive one in the world, may be dominated by just a few giant conglomerates. More power and price gouging and less diversity with less owners. It's the 1% vying for position on this one with no benefit for the common man. There has to be no from the government, no mergers on this. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the 2020 headlines that are coming up next year, and stay with us.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we're talking today a little about what are the headlines going to be in health news in 2020. So I'm giving you some oversights on oversights and insights. Oversights, insights, all sorts of sites, okay? Anyway, here's one that's kind of an interesting one. What you're going to see in 2020 is you're going to see a lot about nap bars and pods. Okay. 2020 may be the year of the power nap. Chronic sleep deprivation is a very common problem in modern work culture. And 1 in 3 American adults don't get enough sleep, which is at least 7 hours a night, according to the CDC. Now, the health risks for, lack of sleep can bring, lots of health problems ranging from weight gain to depression. And nearly half of Americans say poor or insufficient sleep affects their daily activities. And that's according to the National Sleep Foundation. Now, more people seem to be aware of the importance of sleep. And you know why? Because nap bars are popping up in big cities across the country. Houston opened its first nap bar in March, and they can also be found in New York City and D.C. So could there be nap bars strung across the country taking little power naps? Okay, we'll see. Okay, obesity is projected to get worse. That's another headline. And though it seems as if there is a growing health craze that is encouraging Americans to eat healthier food and lead healthier lifestyles, obesity rates across all age groups are increasing and will likely remain a major health concern across the country. The obesity epidemic, as health experts have described it, is projected to only get worse in 2020. Youth obesity grew to 18.5%. The adult obesity rate increased from 33.7% to 39.6% between 2008 and 2016. Across all age groups in 2017, 65.4% of people were overweight. 65% were overweight or obese, according to an annual analysis of CDC data. Thank your prescription drugs, your vaccines, your environmental pollution of air, water, and soil, and your GMO foods. Those are all contributing to that. And also thank your statin drugs, because even though statin is supposed to keep cholesterol down, what it does is it actually does nothing for your body. It's been proven that it was a drug that was created by the drug industry so that they could sell drugs. So they made up a disease, and they are selling statin drugs, so which have more side effects than harm and actually contribute to weight gain. So you have to make sure that when you're thinking that the doctor is telling you about drugs, don't just ask the physician about what the side effects are if it's going to make you gain weight. What you need to do is go to the pharmacist and ask to see the white paper. Okay, the white paper, not the one that they give you printed out with your prescription, but the pharmacist's white paper. And the white paper will list all of the different side effects, which, you know, on your printout, it may have 5. But on a regular white paper from the pharmacist could have 252 or more. Okay, so, you know, always when you're taking a drug, it's your best interest to look at the white paper so that you can, at least if something, even if you want to take the drug, at least if you know what the side effects are and something happens, you can go to your doctor and say, hey, this isn't working. He's just going to give you another drug, which is going to produce more side effects, or another drug to stop those side effects and another drug for that side effect. People are taking anywhere from 6 to 10 drugs, okay? Average of 3, then 6, then 10 drugs per person. A lot of money for big pharma. And a lot of them are just for side effects of the other drugs that you're taking. Natural methods, people. Natural methods. Okay, next thing you're going to see in the news is the plant-based meat alternatives. We've been talking about this since inception. About a decade ago, 2 different California companies, Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods, developed a plant-based meat substitute and whose flavor and texture closely resembled actual ground beef. Today, an ever-increasing number of restaurant chains and grocery stores have been adding products made by these companies and smaller competitors. The Impossible Burger is now sold in more than 17,000 restaurants and appears in supermarkets in September. Beyond Meat, meanwhile, claims to be in over 58,000 grocery stores, restaurants, hotels, universities, and beyond. The global plant-based meat valued at a $10 billion industry in 2018, is expected to be reaching $31 billion by 2026, according to reports and data, and that's a market intelligence and strategic consulting firm. But both companies are duping people into thinking that this meat is healthy when it is actually poisoning people with over 52 GMO and bioengineered ingredients. Shame on them. You're going to see obesity shooting up. And because what happens when you're, why is obesity coming in by prescription drugs? Let me explain that. When your body is being attacked, one third of the fat in your body is used to help your immune system fight off attacks. So when you are using prescription drugs, these are not natural substances that are in your body. And so your fat increases. Okay. So just by taking prescription drugs, that's the obesity problem. So when you're taking this Impossible Burger, the fat is going to increase because it's going to try and protect you from the glyphosate and all these other pesticides and things that are already in the plant. Okay. In these burgers. All right. So that's how it works. All right. The next thing that's going to be in the news is products with CBD oil. Now, America may be on the verge of going CBD crazy. It's the active ingredient, but not the psychoactive compound found in marijuana. That means it doesn't get you high, okay? And the CBD has been credited with near magical powers, including fighting everything from acne to depression to Parkinson's disease. In the old days, before it was stopped because it was helping to cure too many people, and it was, being used for paper products and all sorts of manufacturing things, and the lumber people didn't like it, and these other people didn't like it, and so they stopped them. It was being used as a magical, medicinal for many, many diseases. But according to a new Gallup poll, on the CBD use right now is about 1 in 7 of U.S. adults use CBD products, 1 in 7. And some 40% of those who use CBD products take it for pain of various kinds. And the next most common use is for anxiety. Now, states regulate CBD products and most allow their sale. However, Idaho, Nebraska, and South Dakota still don't. All right. The next thing that is going to be in the 2020 health topics is going to be robots use in healthcare. In 2010, remote-controlled robots performed the very first heart surgery. Over the years, robotic surgery or robot-assisted surgery has grown to be one of the hottest fields in health technology. However, there isn't any firm evidence that robot surgery yields meaningful better results, such as in hernia repair operations. The hope, however, is that robot use will allow doctors to be more precise and better see the area that is being operated on during certain procedures and lower the cost for patients. However, let's take a look at this. Doctors are a whole different mindset. Engineers run machines. That's another different kind of mindset. And even though some of the mindsets overlap, the people that are running machines may not be good doctors, and good doctors may not be able to run machines. So let's take a look a little bit about this robotic surgery. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Give yourself some love with our self-care programs at hrnradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. All right, we're talking about health trends and health news that is going to be around in 2020, some of the big topics. We just finished talking about the robots' use in healthcare. Now we're going to do another one. Dun-da-da-da, and you have to understand that I was a datacom engineer for 18 years. So when I'm talking about artificial intelligence, I worked with the government back in the day in the early 80s when they were designing all of this stuff and with robots and their uses and stuff with data and the next thing we're going to talk about. So I have 18 years in that business. So when I tell you things, it's, you know, nothing's really changed much, okay? I remember meeting, I was trained in satellite communication by NASA in the 80s. And, excuse me. Okay. Sorry about that. I got a little frog in my throat. Ribbit. Anyway, so I was trained, and then about, I don't know, 15 years later, I was on a flight, and I met the guy from NASA that trained me, and I said, hey, I said, there must be so many advances in satellite technology and stuff. I said, did you fix that 1.5 millisecond delay up and back, you know, because, you know, there's a delay by the time data gets up and bounces up to the satellite and then back down and back up and back. There's a delay. And he said, no, nothing's really changed. He said, we haven't fixed that. So what they've done is they've tried to get everything faster, greater, with more information, but deciphering and trying to figure out this information, why they say they need artificial intelligence to sort it, you know, you really don't need all of that information. You know, you really, really don't. I mean, what are they using most of that artificial intelligence for? To target you, to get you to buy something. I mean, that's the major one, you know, the major action is to get you to buy something. Guys out there, let me tell you, or to watch something on television. Oh, we're going to sell you advertising. Da-da-da-da. You know, but people don't realize it's not how many people look at an ad. It's how many times the same person looks or hears an ad. So all of that information and targeting you, people don't even like it, okay? I mean, 6% said that every... You know, only 6% that ads were being targeted that were actually, that they wanted to see ads that they were targeted for. 6% were right. So stop already. You know, all this time and money and expense, go cure a disease. Help the planet. Combat climate change. Help the homeless. There's a lot more ways to be creative and actually be of service to the planet than trying to get all this information to sell somebody something that is made in China for 10 cents, okay? I don't know. All right. So let's get to the next thing that is going to be in healthcare, which is virtual reality in healthcare. So though most people associate virtual reality with cool games and they can play for fun, but the technology also has been more serious uses in the fields of healthcare, so they say, and physical therapy. Now doctors use a VR, which is virtual reality, in surgery simulations, for phobia treatment, for robotic surgery and skills training. VR is also being explored as a possible way to treat limb pain relief. The global VR healthcare market is valued at about $933 million and is expected to boom to about $3 billion by 2023. So let's take a look at this. So if they're going to diagnose you with virtual reality and all sorts of stuff, I think it's like, sure, science, why not make a game of your life and death? It's not their own. You know, it's like, war, what is that one? War things or something. There's a, you know, one of those war games. Yeah, they're going to use that in healthcare. How wonderful. Virtual reality is not reality, okay? It's virtual, all right? Let's stick to reality if we're dealing with health, right? All right, next is telemedicine. Telemedicine allows doctors to diagnose and treat patients remotely using telecommunications technology, Skype. Okay, telemedicine is seen as a cheaper alternative to traditional face-to-face examinations. While it's not widespread, it's growing in popularity. And telemedicine visits, now it's okay if you're doing psychology or you're doing you know, like social work or even helping with psychological stuff, okay? Because, you know, you can see the person there, and that's a different thing. Now, we're talking medicine here, okay? Where they're going to give you a drug based on how they talk to you over Skype, all right? So telemedicine visits, which may be covered by Medicaid, soared from about 2% to 1,000 patients in 2005 to about 7% in 1,000 in 2017. Now, this is great for doctors, not so much for the patient. The doctor can miss symptoms through the power of his sense of touch, smell, and actual in-person observation. You know, if you want to do a follow-up on how your medication's doing, you know, that's fine. But if you're going to be sitting there diagnosing somebody because you can't visit them or because, you know, you're only being paid $40,000 a year by the medical establishment who's making you see 1,000 patients, who sees 1,000 to 2,000 patients? But doctors are seeing that. How do you do that? Because, you know, you don't even have a minute per person. How can you actually even diagnose anything? Anyway, so that's what we're doing with that. Another one that's going to be up, but a little downplayed, is called medical tourism. Now, medical tourism refers to people traveling abroad to obtain treatment. Now, in the past, this usually referred to those who traveled from, like, less developed countries to major medical centers in highly developed countries for treatments that were unavailable at their home. But today, it's mostly people traveling from the United States to developed and civilized countries for surgery and medical treatment. And why is this? Because, unfortunately, healthcare is better and cheaper in most civilized countries rather than in the United States. I had a friend of mine that needed prostate surgery. So he went here and he got diagnosed here in America. America said, okay, it's going to cost you $25,000 to $30,000 for the surgery. He went over and did some research, found out that India has wonderful robotic surgery and all the latest, greatest things, went over there, stayed for 2 weeks. They had and he got the surgery done. He was put in a home, you know, with 24-hour nursing care in a place where he could relax and recuperate for 2 weeks, you know, was sent out on best foods, best everything, could go out on excursions, but he stayed there to make sure he was okay. Less than $5,000. $7,000, including air travel. What do you think about that? And he's better and was more well taken care of than he would have been here, where they would have just put him in the hospital, did the operation, and sent him home with drugs. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Information, entertainment, worldwide. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show, and we were covering topics of health, topics that were going to be in the news in 2020. Now, I wanted to just give you one last one that here's the health story that you won't hear in the news, and that is the censorship of natural health. That is one thing you're not going to hear. Big Pharma and the search engine people, Amazon, Google, not search engine, but even products people like Amazon, but Google, a lot of these people and the social media networks have all been wooed and taken over by pharmaceutical industry. And they like the dollars coming in, or they're actually making things for pharmaceutical industry. Amazon is, doing drug deliveries now. And so what you're seeing is that all natural health information, unless you know the exact website name, you will never find information on it. I did a search, and I did vitamins, and I couldn't find anything positive on vitamins, even 13 pages back on Google, where it stopped. So you know, you, what we have to do is we have to keep natural medicine alive. So we're going to have to go back to books, magazines, and telling each other, okay, actually responding to each other and doing, starting daisy chains of information, you know. So if you find that Arnica cream heals you, then tell your friends, hey, Arnica cream heals you. So we can keep all this information alive, okay? We have to start daisy chaining this information and saying, and creating domino effects so that we do not get lost in the shuffle. Because natural medicine is the best medicine that's been used for a long time, for thousands and thousands of years, whereas regular traditional Western medicine, maybe 100, 200 years old, not even 200, okay? So we want to make sure that we keep this information alive. That's why HealthyLife.net has got to be your go-to source for health news, because we're increasing all the health news, natural health news, not regular health news, natural health news on the station, because they may be stopping you from seeing the natural health stuff in the social media and in trying to get it. But what we've done here at HealthyLife.net is we're going to keep this open as long as we can, okay, on providing you with the best information in integrity and in truth, okay? And so what we did too is before I realized in September when Facebook was giving Healthy Life a lot of problems for trying to even give you a second opinion on vaccinations and on doing natural health, we were kept being put in Facebook jail. And then it just went on and on and on. And so for months. And so what I did was I compiled all of the top websites that were being withdrawn, so that if you need information on cancer, natural method for cancer, or you need information on a great doctor, or like information on where to get Dr. McCullough or whatever, which may not come up in the search engines anymore, okay, then you can go to our links page here on HealthyLife.net. And how you find that is you go to our homepage and you go all the way down, and on the very left corner, you'll find it'll say links. And if you go there, it will give you social media sites that are not have been bought out by Big Pharma, that still allow you to air natural information. It will also give you a search engine, DuckDuckGo, which is also one that you can use that doesn't track you and does still have some information on natural health. And it will also have a plethora of places where you can get articles, and it'll have the American Botanical Society, all the wonderful places that you can get information on natural health, and the ones that you can trust, okay? The ones that you can trust, okay? So we're here for you, and we are going to be here for you. And what we want to make sure is that the next generation doesn't get caught up in Big Pharma, because I don't know where they're going or what they're doing, but they're trying to control everything, and they want you just to be vaccinated and stupid, okay? And they want you to have lots of drugs because it makes money for them, millions and billions and billions of dollars. And this whole thing on Monsanto, so they pay out, Bayer pays out. They have so much money that they're still selling this stuff. And in one day, whatever they pay out, they make back because they're still selling it, okay? So what I'm saying is follow the money. Try natural methods first. You'll find that when you go to your doctor, the doctor will say, you know, you have to wait 6 weeks to see a specialist. You know why? Because in 6 weeks, your body will heal itself. And if it doesn't, then you need the specialist. That's why they won't send you to one. Okay? So, you know, try and use natural methods. And we have lots, and we're adding more and more wonderful new health shows that are coming on. So natural health shows that will help you understand and get more information so that we can keep health freedom alive, okay? Now, let me get a little bit, I don't know how much time we have left, but a little bit of time. So I want to tell you what's going to happen in 2020. We are going to be more and more together than ever before. You know, don't worry about what you're hearing in the news, that we're against each other. Most people are not. We're really not. And we all have the same concerns. We may differ a little bit. You know, they try and incite you with information that's not real. But understand that we are all human. We all love. We all care. Kindness. These are all coming in. We are going to have a spectacular 2020, and this new little 10-year decade is going to make us shine as human beings. And it starts with you, and it starts with me, and it starts with standing together and being kind to one another and being grateful for what we have and extending a helping hand and making sure that we're all included. But it doesn't mean that we have to divide ourselves with too much of, say, labeling. Don't be calling people names and keeping them away from each other, okay? You know, stop all of that. Stop all of the name dropping and oh, we're entitled to this because in the Civil War, you know, they did something to us 100 years ago. It's ridiculous. We live now. We're all one people. We all love and we love each other. You know, there's no differences. There's no differences. Economic differences. So let's help each other. All right. And when we do that, we raise the planetary energy so high to such a vibration that the other negative things that have to fall away, they can't stay in a love environment. When you have a loving environment, they have to break. Look at what Gandhi did. Passive resistance, right? Coming from a place of gratitude and love, it takes a little longer, but we've been fighting for almost about 40 years. I think I've been fighting that long, but we're coming to the end. So embrace 2020 because it is going to be a wonderful year of love and gentleness and compassion. And we have to put aside our differences and embrace each other. Just in that love and kindness, all right? Just do it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
Welcome back. You've been listening to The Linda McKenzie Show and Linda's World. I want to say I wish you a wonderful, fruitful, prosperous 2020. All right. Lots of love goes out to you for this whole holiday season. And I just wish you overwhelming love. Okay. No matter where you are or who you are. I've enjoyed this hour with you. Thank you for listening. Here's wishing you a week of balance, enthusiasm, and humor. Bye.